Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to continue on in our Lenten devotional series, and our passage comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual morality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through them. Amen. All right, so as I was reflecting on our passage today in Colossians 3, something that I've been kind of wrestling with was how there are certain realities that need to be lived out. There are certain realities that need to be lived out, and before we dive into this passage, I want to give just three examples of what that means. Let's first take a look at, you know, relationships or marriage. You know, if you are in a relationship with a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or if you're married, you know, there's this reality that you are in a relationship, that you are in this marriage covenant. But it needs to be lived out. It needs to be lived out. If you just say, I love you, but you don't actually show your love, you know, it kind of loses its meaning. But there's still that reality of you being in this marriage or in this relationship. And so it needs to be lived out. Another example is our unity in Christ. This is a divine reality that we have in Christ. We have been united in Christ through the blood of Jesus. But now he says in the scriptures to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. While we have that divine reality of our unity in Christ, it needs to be lived out. And the third example is that in 2 Corinthians 5, it says that we are a new creation. And on one hand, that is true. We are a new creation in Christ. But until Christ returns, there are certain things that are not completely transformed. We are a new creation, but we need to continue to live out, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, to live out our life in Jesus, to walk in step with the Spirit. And in our passage today, Paul says something similarly, that if then we have been raised with Christ, then let us also live in Christ. I think that's the main point of our passage today. If we have been raised with Christ, then let us also live in Christ. In order to live out this reality of our new life in Jesus, we are to set our minds not on the things on earth, but on the things above. And Paul goes into further detail as to how we can actually do this. You know, what does it look like to set our minds on the things above and not on the things on earth? Well, he gives two ways that we do this. One is to put to death what is earthly in you. This is what we read in verses 5 to 10, and I'm not going to go through every single one of them, but Paul lists out some of these things, and I don't think it's an exhaustive list, a list of areas in our minds and in our hearts that are hindering us from living in Christ, such as sexual morality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness. You know, these are some of the ways that we are continuing to set our minds on the things on earth. You know, what thoughts are pervading your mind? Are they thoughts of God? Are they thoughts of holiness? Are they thoughts of purity? Or are they thoughts of sexual morality, impurity, evil desire? Are they thoughts of anger, wrath, malice, slander? You know, I feel like that question is a litmus test for us to know whether our thoughts, whether we're setting our minds on the things above or on earth. When we're honest with ourselves, we find ourselves sometimes finding ourselves in this category, realizing that there is something earthly in me that I need to put to death. Is there anything earthly in you, in your thoughts, in your heart, that you need to put to death today? Whatever it is, I believe God wants us to surrender it to the Lord, to bring it to Him through prayer. And as we do that, the next part of our passage gives us a second way we can set our minds on the things above. And it says, to put on then Christ. To put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other, and above all these, to put on love. You know, I want to encourage us today to put on Christ, to visualize yourself as you're getting ready for school or co-op or work or whatever it is you're getting ready for today, as you're changing into your other clothes. Just visualize yourself putting on Christ. Put on Christ today. You know, this is not just about becoming a better person, becoming more kind and more compassionate and humble. It's about becoming more like Christ. If Christ dwells in us, and if our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, then let us also live in the likeness of Christ. What does it look like to live it out, to walk in step with the Spirit? It looks like putting on Christ, allowing Christ to dwell in us and to rule in our hearts through His peace, and that we would respond with thankfulness and love and compassion. So let's do that today. Let's allow Christ to rule in our hearts, to lead us and to dwell in us and to transform us into the likeness of His character. Let's do that today. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank You for Your word today, and thank You, Lord, for this time to reflect and to meditate on anything that is earthly in us that we need to put to death. God, if there is anything like that in our hearts and in our minds, God, we just ask for Your Holy Spirit to give us the humility and the submission to Your authority to put those things to death and to know, God, that there are greater things in store for our minds and our hearts. God, we have been indeed raised with Christ. So then help us, Lord, to also live in Christ. Thank You, Lord, for Your Son, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for the blood that He has shed for us. Thank You, Lord, that we can now live in the same power that lived in Christ. Thank you, Lord. God, help us, Lord, to live in your Son, Jesus. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in our daily devotionals. I hope you were blessed, and let's continue to put on Christ today.